from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who I usually record these separately, but then I just started talking. And, is there a club called the Optimists? Like when you roll into a town, right? Or you used to, you'd see like you got the Rotary Club, you got the Elks. I'm pretty sure there's the Optimists. I could be wrong because I do have this. It could just be the optometrists. But I really have never looked at, I said, did that just, this is the only investigation I've ever, did that say Optimists too? The Elks? And other, like, I think those are social clubs. So is it a social club where you have to be optimistic to join, or does it make you optimistic? Well, here, quoting a song is an optimistic thought, because I don't even know what I'm talking about. And one day I may look into that. I could say that the podcast would probably slightly disqualify me for, but you know who's an optimist is Ted Lasso. And this episode will eventually be about that, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do this for you for free. If your hand hits that fridge tomorrow, remember sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Check out those sponsors that enable us to be here for you for free. All right, everybody, it's time for you to check out a podcast. If you haven't checked it out yet, it's called The Science of Happiness. And recently, I was on a guest of The Science of Happiness. It was my second time on the show. Absolutely amazing. More new doorways, new auditory pathways were opened up to me. So you got to check it out. On every episode of The Science of Happiness, a guest, in this case, your friend Scoots, tries a practice to improve their well-being in some way. And then they talk about their experience with host Dacher Keltner, who's a psychologist at UC Berkeley. I don't know, I feel like we have a really good connection. Unbelievable listener and interviewer, and just always makes it fun and enlightening. Where I say, huh, I like this. And then Dacher kind of explains, oh yeah, like, well, this is the science behind it. And this is the science of how it like can help with your well-being. So for this episode, I tried listening to recordings of birdsong to help me wind down for bed. According to science, it helps with stress and anxiety, which you'll hear more about in this episode. But you're really going to love it. You really had a great conversation. I always love going on the show. So if you want to learn more about how science can help you live a happier and more easeful life, check out the Science of Happiness podcast. I'm going to link it to the episode I was in the show notes, so check it out, or check it out in your podcast of choice, Science of Happiness. And then reach out, let me know, have you tried out birdsong? I want to hear about your experience with birdsong in IRL birdsong and recordings. So reach out and check that out in your podcast app of choice, the Science of Happiness podcast. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit Odoo. Odoo.com/withme. That's Odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporters on One Part Podcast. And here's where I get to thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. That's how we're able to be here for you. Free choice week. And I want to thank Phineas, who signed up for BetterHelp. Let BetterHelp know about it. Let me know about it. Thank you, Phineas. If you support a sponsor like BetterHelp, let them know about it. Tag them on social media. Tag me. Fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/BetterHelp. Give them a call. Send them an email. Let them know their support of Sleep With Me is important. It only takes a few minutes of your time. Sign up for a free trial. Check out somebody like BetterHelp to let a sponsor know you heard about them on Sleep With Me. Thank you, Phineas. So please, if you support a sponsor, let them know about it and let me know about it so I can thank you like Phineas. That's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra help, there's links to resources you can connect with right now in the show notes. It's also about being a part of communities, being a part of our communities with our actions, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI Hate, saying Support Ukraine. So there's links to resources where you can learn more, you can take action. And one of the actions we're taking as a community is building hygiene kits for people experiencing homelessness. You could support that effort by signing up for our newsletter. You'll find out everything about it for free. sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. You can find out more there and be a part of, join us and working as a community and supporting positive change. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Get Lois Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget to sign up for that newsletter, sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. And what do you say? We slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. We're going to do the rest. What we're going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, things you're thinking about the past, the present, the future. So thoughts, it could be if feelings, anything coming up emotionally that you're feeling, it could be related to thoughts or it could be related to something else. It could be feelings that are there. It could be physical sensations. It could be changes in time, temperature, routine. It could be a situation. It could be some anticipation, travel. You could have guests, temperature. Oh, changes in time, temperature, routine. Could be non-changes in temperature. Or that humidity, What about this? What about, you know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned barometric pressure before, because my knowledge of it is, but that's a word that's very sleep, barometric pressure. You know what kind of pressure? You say, Scoots, what's the pressure you could handle? And I'd say, I'm pretty sure I could handle barometric pressure. He crumbled under barometric pressure. Normal, not anything outside of the normal scale either. Turned out he was a weather, whatever that thing is. Like, people used to have those on their walls. That's why barometer's falling. The bad weather may be calling. I don't know. A rise in barometric pressure. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a word that rhymes with pressure that fits in there, but I'm doing this on the fly. But, oh, so whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to take your mind off of it and keep you company so that you could get to sleep. So if it is barometric, you know, I can take your mind off of that. It could be pressure related, but here's a talk about things. Here's another things that cause weather or meteorologists or weather experts sleepless nights. What is barometric pressure? What is the pressure of barometric pressure? What is barometric pressure? Pressure. Okay, they didn't tell me if that was actually correct because it was imaginary. Oh, so okay, I'm gonna send my voice. How am I gonna do it? How am I gonna help you fall asleep? If you're new, you may be asking that, and you may be asking why. Well, one thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna send my voice across the deep dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, which means I'm going to go off topic. My voice is not traditionally soothing, but it's not bad. I'm going to talk about something that you may consider nonsense. Then I'll double back. Then I'll forget what I was talking about. Then I'll go like over there. Like, then I'll wonder why the barometric pressure went away. And someday, my barometric pressure will come back today or something, you know, whatever it is, like that kind of nonsense, expect it. Why do I make the show though? If you're new, that's an excellent question. Totally normal question that millions of people have asked when they've tuned into the show. Why do I make the podcast? One, because I've been there. Obviously, if I can talk about you know, I know, I would have barometric pressure. If I was, if they say, hey, we got a great opportunity, you know, it's a fundraiser. We just want you to come in, read off the teleprompter, the weather, you know, give Steve Paulson a hug or Wayne Mahar or whoever the weather, you know, the weather, famous weather person is by you. And, you know, it'll be no pressure at all. Just become the first thing I would feel is pressure. And it says, is that barometric pressure I'm feeling? It's barometrically related somewhat. So I was going to say I have barometric pressure, performance pressure, anxiety. Probably you say, is that an extra? I say, oh boy, is there extra pressure in there? You're right about that. So that's why I make the show, because I'm up tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. And I know how it feels in the deep dark night. I know it can feel lonely. I know I can dread going to bed. And if I can help with that, it would be my honor. It would really give me meaning, being able to help you get some rest here on a regular basis. So that's one of the reasons I make the show. The other reason I make the show is because I've been there, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Did I say that? I think I just had a hiccup because I heard a noise. And so sorry about that. I had to pause for a second, but you didn't hear the pause. The other reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. It's like I'm under barometric pressure here. So barometric performance pressure, as well as barometric pressure and other various pressures related to, they say, we want you to read this barometer. And I say, well, you told me it was a teleprompter. And they say, but, you know, I don't know anything. And I only know what I heard, and then I misremembered it. It's about barometric. I don't know if it's rising or falling, but I wouldn't know what to do with it if I did. Is there a Bowie song about that? Real reason I make the show is you. You deserve a good night's sleep. And I know how that feels when you can't get that. And I really do believe that. You deserve a place you could rest, bedtime you could look forward to, or at least feel neutral about and not dread. And to go one step further than that, not only do you deserve it, I think that if you get that rest you need, your life will be more manageable. Ideally, then you'll start getting the rest you need so much, either you'll just barely listen to the podcast or you'll move on from it. And you'll be out there in the world flourishing. And when your life's more manageable or you're flourishing, our world really is a better place to be in, because your world's a better place to be in. And that does have impact. It may not impact barometric pressure, but it, you know, it could impact. I don't know. This, holy cow, there's been a, like, there's another Marvel movie that'll, they say, we definitely need a flop here. And I'd say, okay, I got a plot about, I don't have a plot yet, but I was thinking there's some sort of disturbance in the barometric pressure in the universe. And those are the stakes. The barometric pressure, this would be what they'd say when they say, you know, they have to explode. The barometric pressure on Earth may never be the same again. That's what the authority figure would say to one of the superheroes, or the lead, you know, the leads. They say, I don't know, like, it's, and they say, well, what would happen? Well, we don't know. It would be unparalleled. And they'd say, okay, well, isn't barometric pressure always in flux? And they say, thanks for solving. Thank you. All right. Moving on to the sleep podcast I'm supposed to be doing. So you deserve a good night's sleep. There's a few other things you probably want to know about the podcast, because it is very different. If you're new, this is what over a million people have said. It took two or three tries to get used to the podcast, because it's not for everybody, but it's also very different. So at first it might not seem even for you. So give it a few tries. We don't gain anything. We only gain when we have regular listeners that are engaged by falling asleep. So it's nothing for me. It's just give it a few tries to see if it works for you. If it definitely doesn't work for you, or you're already like, dude, how many times can you say barometric pressure in a podcast intro? I'd say, well, let's find out. Like, you can check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. That's for people that definitely don't like the show or are looking for something else. It has other sleep podcasts, other sleepy audio on there. So check that out. And what else is there? What are the other strange things other than me, my personality, the style of the show? This is a podcast you don't really listen to. It's more here to be consumed passively, or as background noise, or something you're kind of listening to. It's not quite passive. It's somewhere in between. So you're like, oh, I'm aware you're talking, and I'm kind of listening to you, but I'm not giving you my full attention. Kind of like our coworkers. Am I right? You know, can I get a barometric pressure in there? Can we raise the barometric pressure in the room? Now let's bring it down. Those of you that are interacting with your hands, I appreciate it. Instead of raising the roof, we're raising the barometric pressure. We'll bring it down a little bit. A little bit lower barometric pressure now, as one of the singers once said. Okay, so, what was it? So this is a podcast you don't really listen to. It also doesn't put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. Take your mind off stuff. Be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar burr, your boar friend. Your neighbor, your friend in the deep dark night, to keep you company while you fall asleep, or if you can't sleep, or if you need background noise the whole night long, you need a voice to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. I'm here to the very end, because there is a percentage of listeners who just can't sleep or having a really tough day. And I've been there, both those things. So I'm here for you, whether you're awake or asleep, whether you're listening or not. And I'll be here to the very end of the episode. We'll be talking Ted Lasso season 1. So those are two things to know. The other thing that throws people off is the structure of the show. And the show is structured in a very specific way. It starts off, Friends Beyond the Binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Then I say something silly. And that's so you feel seen and welcome. You say, I could check this podcast out. Oh, it's a little bit silly. So that's the greeting. Then there's support. So the podcast can be free with over about 500 episodes for free to listen to whenever you want or to choose from and say, oh, these ones work better for me. That's because of the sponsors and the people that support the show that make that possible. So we do need that support to be here for free wherever you want to listen. Then there's support for listeners, and then there's support for communities around the show. Then there's an intro, totally separate from the support, a show within a show, as you've already witnessed, because we never, not that I ever remember talking about barometric pressure or barometers. They say, you know what, like Amazon will, I'm not kidding, this is, I you know, I don't like to take credit, but you know, when there's like all this information out there, I can guarantee that Amazon, whenever this episode comes out, within a 15-day span, we'll see a slight mathematical deviation in the purchase of barometers, because at least like one or two people that are listening will purchase a barometer. I mean, you know, so if you do, send me a picture or send me your pictures with your barometers and let's say, you know what, we, you know, every other month we sold whatever, 45,000 barometers within a, you know, 5%, you know, standard deviation. This month it was the standard, you know, it was like 2% higher. So take that, Bezos. Use that, you take that barometer cash and, you know, use it for hire one more weather person for your newspaper or something. Put the barometer on the front page. That's what I say. Maybe. But I don't think you can because it would have to be digital. I guess if it was a digital newspaper, you could have live barometer on the homepage. Okay, so this is a structure show. So the intro goes on and on and on as the show within a show. 2% of people skip this intro. It's not part of the support, though. It's to introduce the podcast to new people. But for regular listeners, it's their chance to wind down and have some distance between being awake and asleep, a transition. And for even more percentage of those people, they're using it as part of their wind down routine, whether they're getting ready for bed or they're in bed getting comfortable or they're doing some other relaxing activity while they listen. That's what's been shown to work, is to ease into bedtime. And that's what the intro does. There is also a percentage of people that are asleep. We're happy for them. So happy we can't clap because we don't want to wake you up. So we'll just kind of roll our eyes. But really, we're happy for you. We have FOMO, you know. So that's the intro, I guess. As you become a regular listener, you say, oh, like some people, they stop listening to the intro, they skip it, and then they listen, and they go, oh, I didn't realize I was missing an entire adventure. Adventures in barometry is what I wanted to say. You see, is Scoots a comedian? Is there comedy in sleep? No, there's more barometry. It's sometimes, I don't know. Yeah. What does that even mean? I don't even know. He just said it, barometry. He said it by accident. He thought it by accident and then said it on purpose. So that's the intro. Then between the intro and our story or our TV recap tonight of Ted Lasso will be support. Again, so show's free twice a week. Paying for it is totally optional. If you do pay for it, you get ad-free episodes, but it's optional because not everybody can do that. Then there's our recap of Ted Lasso. That'll be lulling, learning with Lasso. Even if you haven't seen the show, oh boy, will it be sleepy. And then there's thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I really appreciate your time and you coming by. And I really hope I can help you get to sleep. These are a couple ways I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area. Not to mention that I live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog, Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode, or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere. In my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, everybody, Scoots here. We're talking season one, episode three, Trent Crim, Independent. And let me see my notes here. 5:59, up before alarm, blinds open, watch on, very happy, tea on desk, news, nothing, breakfast at Higgins family, four boys, knock, moody, knock, something, then we'll check the dialogue, left in check, town 3 hours, up mentors, I don't know what any of this is, up mentors, she takes these biscuits, Ted's joke on branding flops, catching the mics, Ted and Beard, Ted talks to surf ornament, offer stink. No way. Catching the things. Catching the mules. Ted and Beard talk. Ted talks to surf errant. Offer size stink. I don't think. Because I remember the opening episode starts with the Rebecca sequence. And then I thought there was a thing where Ted didn't sleep well either. Maybe that was the last episode. I guess that was episode two, yeah. Left in check. Knock, knock. So Ted must go into her office. I don't know if the 3 hours are up. She takes those biscuits. Ted's joke. Yeah, I don't know. So moving on. More on my notes. Fixes her symbolic Rojo gestures, Beard out all night. One of us. Our pocket, two pockets, three pockets. Oh, this one, Nate checks his pockets for strategy. And he says, do you think this will work? So Nate reminds me of me. He has multiple pieces of paper in his pockets. And I don't have any more because I don't know why. Jamie Decoy. No, yeah, give it a shot. Strut to strut to strut. Nate struts like Scooter does, like a fists out. Jamie and Keely, not fine. First page of the Sun relationship. But we see Jamie and Keely. Maybe I thought we just saw Keely, but she goes, yeah, things aren't fine. As they're strutting, they cross paths. And she goes, look at these pictures that could have been on the front page of the Sun. And Ted says, well, it's just a friend helping a friend whose relationship does not define her. And she said, I'm going to get in a sneeze face. And then they'll say, Jamie's tart breaks Tart's heart. Hagen runs in. Does Rebecca have a different teacup? Is this a different day? Ted, Keely, hello. I guess it is a different day. I will first. Training, bumble catch, bumber snatch. Jamie, short shorts. Nate, so many new feelings. Made you hellos, goodbyes. Make your hellos, goodbyes. Do it well. Two laps. Nate laughs at Ted running. Colin, Isaac on Nate's gaffer's case. Roy grimaces. Ted and beard. Ted comments on how the beard doesn't run fast. He hands out books. Jamie tosses his in the trash. Roy goes to the coach's office. Ted's posture is perfect at different moments. It's not always the same, but like he does this slow rise up posture in this one. He's the one. The damn inside that man's heart, or something. Heard guitar music, Jamie, 40 kilos in curl. I looked that up. No offense to Jamie, but it's not. I think that's like, if I looked it up right, 40 kilograms is way too much to be curling. Even for a normal, I didn't look, or it just didn't look like 40 kilos because I can't remember. I guess I could look it up here. Ropert's stare, good. Maybe that's Roy's stare is good. Roy, you going to the club tonight? Are you going to be there? No. Yeah, let's look up 40 kilos. I looked it up yesterday, so it probably is in one of these tabs on my phone. Maybe I'll just do that, huh? Nope, don't see it. Okay, let's do this one. Oh, no, wait, I need that for later. 40 kilos and pounds. Oh, ounces to pounds. What about kilos to pounds? Kilos to pounds is 2.2 pounds. So, I mean, he'd be, yeah, 40, 84 pounds. Even he couldn't, I'm not judging. I'm not kidding. Don't know if, even if it was one in each arm, that he would be doing 20 kilos in each arm would be 42 or 44. That's a lot to curl for even someone of Jamie's fitness, and he's fit. I mean, curling 44 pounds in each arm is possible, but I think Jamie would like be much bulkier. Just a thought, that just a tangent. Going to the club, Colin Isaac, keep it up after Roy says to stop. Is the sun rising here in this thing? Yes, Higgins is waiting for Rebecca. Spoke to the owner of the Sun. Sun, good. The owner of the Sun, Ted says. You mean God? The VIP, Ted does a MVP dance. The independent, the prolific Trent Krim. He's a tough cookie. You know what you do with tough cookies, Ted says? Dip them in milk. Trent rolls up at training. Still, the sun is rising or setting. So good continuity. But Tent shakes his glasses off, does a handshake. Trent's very chill. It's a cold morning because they saw Sam's breath. Jamie, give me the ball performance. Ted, give me the ball. Ted does some physical comedy. Then there's like Jamie says, what's so funny about that? Roy says, this may be the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I thought even funnier than Step Brothers. Spits on art. Combine. Trent holds his glasses. Nate the Great. Spits on art. None of this is correct. Nate the Great. Find another poo. This is a Kit Man. Because they say, who came up with a strategy? You know, Nate, what does he do? He's the Kit Man. Might be a genius. He's a good kid, Beard says. And there's so many nested jokes here. Ted says, there's your headline. Man nods head. Roy, more mad. No shirt on. He rolls out. Keeley whistles. There's good dialogue. We'll cover another multi-level comedy. No, no, no. Both are cool. Mad all the time. She laughs. Then we're in the office. Trent's looking around. You're like one of those robot vacuums looking for dirt. Roomba? Coincidences. It's a funny thing about coincidences. Sometimes they just happen. Office, biscuit tree. That can't be right either. Oh, the biscuits are. Keely comes into Rebecca's office, and Rebecca's having biscuits and tea. Keely takes her shoes off. Then we have some good dialogue there. School kids. Trent is sitting with the kids. League champs. Ed Lasso. Not Lasso. I don't know. He gets his name totally wrong. The principal. Jacob makes fun of under his breath. Then we see Captain Roy Kent. Roy shells out right, stalls out right. Kids love it. Trent's impressed with Roy. Then we have Roy and Ted in headers with the kids. The sequence is really good. Ted takes over. Phoebe gets Ted's nose. Principal's impressed. If Ted and Roy together, Trent's got his jacket over his shoulder. Hurry, Harry. Harry, is that who's at the restaurant? Ted introduces them. He both just met a cool person. Whatever the chef recommends. So they eat at a restaurant of the person that Ted first met at the airport. Trent's stunned that he doesn't get to order, and he said, have you ever had Indian food? But you know, Ted's there on interpersonal business, not on other business. I can smell this deep inside my brain. Never had Indian food. Too hot. Ollie. We can't embarrass Ollie. Jacket over shoulder. Trent's jacket over shoulder. Henry. I don't know. Why did you leave Kansas? It's irresponsible. Trent, what do you love? Best version of themselves. Growing up without someone believing in you. Talk about foreshadowing. Trent says, I should go. Deadlines and all. Roy and Phoebe, they finished the whole book, which is impressive. He's reading Wrinkle in Time to her. Has to be me. Mind your own business, Phoebe. Advanced copy of the article comes out. Wayward Ted. Ted goes here, sees some of the kids, pub people. This is all while the article is being first read by Higgins, then by Trent. Roy goes to the club. Roy deals with Jamie, Isaac, and Colin. Keely says, Roy, holy cow. Ted has some tummy trouble. Trent, we will be relegated, but I won't gloat for banned or something. I don't know what the last... Oh, Rebecca drops an F-bomb. That's what that says. Okay, so now I'm going to hit play on the proper episode. I don't know if the... let's see if the... there's a commercial starts. Okay, hopefully the captions are running. That's how I get the dialogue nowadays. 5:59. I think Rebecca has a Phillips wake-up alarm. Maybe not, though. There's cool music, even though I can't hear it. Rebecca opens her blinds. She's already dressed. It's in daylight. She's got flowers. Puts on her watch. She struts out through the into the office. Sits down. She's got her purse. She's got her tea. She's got her son, the National Sun, maybe. I don't know. She starts looking for the article about Ted and Keeley. It's not there. She's not happy. And she says it out loud. And then she calls Higgins, who she has a nickname for. Higgins is eating a gigantic bowl of cereal. There's toast. There's jelly, juice, milk, kids, nothing in the Sun about Ted and Keeley. Are you in your office? Higgins lies. Of course I am. It's like 7:15, and I guess a boy, his kids are different ages. Ted comes in the office, peach of a Sunday. It must be Monday. Saw Big Ben. Thought I saw the biggest clock tower. It was a great thing when I was a kid. Ted sells this Allen Brad, like a clock tower in Milwaukee. And, he was in there for 3 hours and 42 minutes solo. And he goes, you figured that out, how I knew how long it was because of the time, because of the clock. Rebecca goes, you know what? I got a branding meeting. Ted makes a joke about that. And if we're in Kansas, so you'd be laughing, but we're not. Yeah, so Rebecca does have, she has a porcelain teacup right now. I think later she has a clear one. And Ted goes to the game board or the strategy board, goes over X's and O's from the last match, or just X's and arrows. And he's looking at it. Crystal Palace appears just nodding. Here's our current offense, and it stinks. Let's clear the board. Thumbs down from Beard. And he goes, it was a symbolic gesture. He also fixes his hair. I believe in symbolic gestures. Beard yawns. Beard was out all night. Ted's impressed. And Nate's clearing out the garbage and listening. And he goes, I got an idea. Or maybe he just makes a noise. Got something, Nate? No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Never mind. I'm sorry. I can't hear people that don't believe in themselves. Ted says, or something like that. And it goes into his pockets. 1, 2... Three or four. It's on an orange piece of paper, peach-colored paper. And that's when the coach says that about believing in yourself. Do you think this will work? And Nate says, yeah, I do. Oh, they say, oh, boy, Nate. Nate laughs, and they go, walk us through it. It's a attack, like an action on the wing, near side, defense. Sam takes the spot. Jamie's a decoy. No. Well, I guess in this case, yes. He hands it to Beer. They say, let's strut. We're going to try it, see if it fits. Could be flattering. Ted says, maybe it makes me so good I want to strut. I like the way this makes me feel. Let's strut. So we have three different struts. Nate struts like I do. Not comfortable strutting yet. And then they go the wrong way. Then they change directions. Jamie and Keeley are kissing before practice or training. Keeley says, hey, Ted, you got a second? Everything's fine. Really? No, it's not fine. Picture of you wiping mustard off my face with an untruth headline. Manager feeds young woman whose relationship does not define her. But she goes, this is a good picture of me. Good light, Ted says. My friend can hold the story for one day as a favor, but Jamie's not going to like it. And she goes, and then the next picture won't be as good. I could be sneezing. And then they'll print that one. And what would the headline be? Gesundheit? No, Jamie's Tart Breaks Tart's Heart. Did you just come up with that? Yeah, that's brilliant. She goes, power rhyming in this country. Lasso makes Paso and creates team fiasco. Keeley's got bars. Yeah, I can rhyme. No wonder they want to, like, mess with my rep. So Ted and Higgins runs into the office, pretends he's on time. Sorry it took me so long. Through his briefcase, Rebecca's still like, how come there's no article about Ted and Keeley? Then Ted and Keeley walk in. Ted's got Higgins' briefcase. And that's supposed to run in the sun tomorrow, Rebecca. What should we do? Rebecca says, okay, well, I've been through this. Keeley says, I'll figure out who took the picture, and then we'll deal with that. And Rebecca says, no, I can get it cleared up. No problem. And a strong, powerful, confident woman, Ted says. And he makes action figure-like arms. Glad to help. Okay, thank you. See you later. Rebecca glares. Can they get the photo back to me? They could. I'm not a spy, Higgins says. I just work in football operations. And she goes, you're proficient at both equally, with irony. Then the run in Nate's play for the first time. It works. Sam scores when Jamie runs through. And Nate says, geez, holy cow. Jamie only gets, doesn't get it yet. And then Ted runs out and says, we got to be more fit. Quicker transitions from offense to defense. Easiest way to do that well is to do it well and be in great shape. So we're all going to run two laps. Anybody that finishes behind me gets four more laps. That's six laps. And Nate laughs, genuine laugh, as Ted runs. And Ted's running in a funny way. And then we get, who's that, Colin and Isaac giving Nate the Great a hard time. Roy stares. Cockburn, Reynolds. Ted says, okay, good work. Jamie's taking selfies. Beard mentions he was on the chess team, Illinois state champs. Ted says, I got you some books. We see Sam, everybody's around. Well, they slowly unwrap them. Sam's got Ender's Game, I think. Jamie has a Beautiful and the Darned. And Roy has a Wrinkle in Time, which really says a lot about how much Ted thinks about each player. And that he's really gotten to know them. Jamie gives Nate more of a hard time. Roy rolls in and says, aren't you going to do something about them giving Nate a hard time? No, you don't want the coach defending you. I can't do it. It would make it worse. And Roy does not like that. Goes, yeah, I learned a lot of things at Brookridge Elementary. One is Ronnie Fouch. Watch out for Ronnie Fouch. No free candy. And yeah, if someone tells a teacher, not, then it's going to make it worse. And Roy says, you're not going to do anything? So he goes, nope. Roy storms out. Beard says, what are you doing? He goes, he's the one, coach. If we're going to make an impact, he's the first domino that needs to fall is inside that man's heart. Roy's thinking. That's when he goes to the weight room to deal with Jamie. And yeah, Jamie's probably lifting, I'd say those are probably, they could be 10s, so 20, 22. I think he's probably doing 25, maybe, but more likely he's doing 15. And Maybe not. I mean, those could be very dense weights. I mean, Jamie's fit, man. Holy cow. But Roy's saying, hey, leave Nate alone. I don't like it. Jamie does. He's a leader. He goes, yeah, Nate's a baby. And Roy just stares at him. And he goes, I'll take care of it. Nate's a good lad. Colin's also doing curls. I think Colin's doing 15s or 20s. So, like, different style of weight. And James says, keep it up. Nate, then we have Sun Rising. Higgins is already at the water cooler. You wanted me to see you that you were here on time. You're in good spirits. And Rebecca says, even if we can't run that picture, we could still get the community irritated with Ted because they're the ones behind the team. And if they're no longer behind the team, then Rebecca goes off to her office. Ted drops off her biscuits. Newspaper, the Sun, they won't run a picture of you and Keeley. Ted does an MVP dance, does kicking, like cheerleading style. And then you got to, you know, talk to Trent Krim of the Independent. He's going to do a profile on you, one-on-one with Coach Lasso. Ted says, okay. And Rebecca says, he's good. Trent's a tough cookie, though, Coach says. But that's fine. Just dip him in milk. And then we see Trent may even have a knit tie on. He's very stylish. And he says, hello, Trent. Hello, Coach Lasso. Hello, Trent Krim. Call me Ted. And his pinstripes match his shirt, which is kind of a, I don't even know what kind of color it is, a greenish something. The trick play works again. Jamie's shorts are very short. Coach runs out there and says, Jamie, you can sell it better, though. So he does something. Run through hard, man. Make the defense believe you. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Maybe that's from Make It a Performance. Maybe that's from Side Brothers or Step Brothers. And Jamie says, no one thinks it's funny, but Roy does. Funnier than the bunk bed scene, which I used to think was the funniest I've ever seen. Now I'm going to have to reorder things. And that's when Trent says, who came up with the plan? Oh, Nate the Great did. Who's Nate the Great? He's the kit man, dude. And he goes, the kit, what is Nate the Great? Oh, yeah, I saw Ted's breath there. Nate's cleaning up the field. He goes, you're entrusting a Premier League team attack to the kit man. Young fellas forgot more about the sport than I know. Might be a genius. Great kid. Good kid. Oh, boy, oh, boy. If you knew Coach Beard, that's a big deal. You mean that? He nods again. There's your story. Man nods head. Iconic profile typed up by one Trent Krim. Tighten up those lines. Colin and Isaac go bug Nate again. Roy sees it. He says, what is this? Cut it out. And then he goes looking for Jamie. But he goes out to the parking lot. Shirtless, Keeley whistles, look like you forgot something, your boyfriend, and she goes, don't you have relationship problems too, Roy? He goes, yeah. And he goes, I'm not your boyfriend's minder, I'm trying, you know, the new gaffer's got me, dealing for Nate, Barnes, no, Shelley, Nathan Shelley. And then he does a terrible imitation of Ted Lasso, like a cowboy with a falsetto voice or something. She goes, you're really bad at impressions. I can't be manipulated, Roy says. And Keeley totally plays him. She goes, oh, I could get you irritated. She goes, I can't hear you. What is that? What is that? Say it again. And Roy gets irritable. They say, okay. She walks by him. And then she goes, I'm Roy. Can't I get paid to play a game? And I'm mad. She laughs really fully. And then Roy goes, that was pretty good. We're back at the office. Trent's snooping around. Ted must have just got out of the shower. Beard shakes his head. Robot vacuum. Let's go to school. Oh, interesting thing. He goes, wasn't there a party in your locker room? Is that the right message after you lose a game? And then coach says, yeah, I'm not concerned with wins and losses. He goes, we're going to go speak to some kids. Oh, I guess they said Trent is a little cynical, I guess. I wouldn't say he's a cynic, though, but he's cynical of Ted. Because I said he was cynical in the preview, or a cynic. I said, no, he's cynical of Ted a little bit. Keeley and Rebecca. Keeley's got a present for Rebecca. It's a, what are those things called? A cactus, strong and prickly, a bit like you. And she goes, I'm not going to be afraid of you, Rebecca, anymore. I didn't know you were. Yeah, you're so intimidating. She goes, Jamie would have been so upset if he knew reporters were looking into our business. And she goes, didn't it get on your nerves when you were getting treated like that? And Rebecca says, well, yeah, sometimes they don't even print, you know, nice pictures of you. She goes, like, pictures of us looking fit, they don't put those. Keeley says, holy cow. And I can't believe this. So it has shown everybody. And then Rebecca's like, oh, I got to get back to work anyway. And Keeley says, bye. Don't forget your shoes. Rebecca laughs genuinely. We go to the school. Trent's looking around with the kids. Principal comes in. And I didn't think we'd be very good and we didn't think we'd win a game, but we won the league championship. And let's welcome the manager of AFC Richmond, Ed Lasso or something. Hey, everybody, how about you meet Roy Kent? Trent laughs when the kids laugh at Ted. But I'm sure you're more excited to welcome Roy Kent, team captain, which the kids are. Roy says, not much for public speaking or school. Waste of time to me. Let's get out of this auditorium and go on the pitch or whatever. And the kids cheer. Roy nods. Principal's happy. Trent's impressed. Ted tries to bond with Roy. There's Phoebe. It's my sister's kid. Let's do headers, line up, one header, two headers, three headers, four headers. Ted heads one, five or six if you count Ted, another kid, seven. Lovely, liked it, eight, nine, ten maybe. Ted takes over, and then Phoebe returns it right on the button. Great job, Phoebe. Ted signs some footballs with a kid we'll see later when he's out in the community. Principal says that's the longest anyone's ever stayed. Well, I don't have those kind of things in me like Ted does. Trent's in the background on his phone. Roy said, why'd you give me a wrinkle in time? Young girls struggle with the burden of leadership. Roy says, am I supposed to be a little girl? I'd like you to be, Ted says. And Roy says, Trent, I don't like you. Phoebe, let's go. And they watch him go. Are you hungry? Then Trent says, let the battle commence. Then Ollie says, Ted Lasso, you invited me here. I invite everybody. This is my friend Trent. This is Ollie. Now you've met a cool person. and whatever chef recommends, spicy, just like we're family members. Ted doesn't understand. I mean, even that, you don't say, huh, why don't you go medium? So Ted says, I can't wait. Ali says, great. They talk about spicy foods. And then Trent says, this is irresponsible, man. What are you doing? Ted says, I'll eat your food, Trent, so that would be polite. Dump it on my plate. He goes, would you do this for the money? And Ted says, no, do it because I love it. I love helping people be their best selves. I love coaching. Like you love writing, maybe you're good at it. I love coaching. It's not the wins and losses. It's helping people have somebody believe in them and so they can be the best version of themselves on and off the field. Not easy growing up without someone believing in you. Ted says, let me ask you this. So is my tongue still in my mouth? And Trent says, okay, I got to go. And he says, I really enjoyed spending time with you, Trent. And he goes, you really believe that, don't you? And he goes off. Ollie comes back with more food. I know Americans like to eat a lot. So there you go. Ted eats some more, gets more spicy. Beautiful, beautiful, beyond beautiful. Ted says, it's hot. Then Roy's reading to Phoebe from The End of Wrinkle in Time. Can't be anyone else. He realizes it. He says, I got to go. Mind your own business, Phoebe. Be good. Kisses her goodnight. And Higgins calls Rebecca because he has an advanced version. Wayward Ted. Whatever you think of Coach Lasso, the truth is harder to swallow. He sees a kid from school. But swallow you must, because Ted's out there in the community bravely or stupidly facing the music. That's for you to decide. The people at the pub yell at him. He's in over his head. He doesn't care if Richmond wins or loses, but if the Lasso way is wrong, it's hard to imagine being right. Higgins says, this is not my words, this is Trent Crim's words. Keep going. In a business that's sub, Ted reins it in. Subtle. Never hits you over the head. This one, Roy goes into the club. He says, stop messing with Nate. He goes, that goes for all of you. Because I can't believe you're drinking flavored vodka. Such a child. Keeley's impressed. She goes, Keeley, Roy. Something about people becoming leaders or to show respect, eating spicy food. Ted Hat runs in. We zoom on. Rebecca's a thoughtful face. If they were to get relegated, I can't help but root for him. And that's when she says F-bomb. Let's see. Let's look up a couple things from this episode. So the first thing is Gay Talese. It says like a profile by Gay Talese. Who is a profilist for Esquire and New York Times since 1960. Talese kind of helped identify contemporary literature journalism, one of the pioneers of new journalism. Let's see. And it's just so much, and Ted had mentioned it as a famous profilist when he says, okay, one day, you'll write a, Trent will write an article like that about, the beard. So Talese worked for Esquire in the '60s, wrote an essay about, Joe DiMaggio. He wrote quite a few articles, about Floyd Patterson Yeah, it was just something I thought people would want to know about. Then I also want to get an idea of where Ted Lasso lives. So this is some stuff here. This is from groundhopperguides.com. Paul Gerard This all started with NBC's Ted Lasso's Tottenham ads. When NBC got the contract for the Premier League, they made two short ads in which Ted Lasso, I didn't know this, American football coach from Wichita State, comes over to coach Tottenham Hotspur. When I heard those ads had been turned into a series, I wondered how on earth that would happen. But it's been a bit of a hit to Ted Lasso's optimist. So non-soccer Ted Lasso filming locations. So many are filmed in the real world, Richmond, a town in Greater London. These include his apartment, in Richmond Green, where he gets schooled, and Prince's Head Pub, which shows up a few times. So it's called Ted's pub on the show is called The Crown and the Anchor, but it's really the Prince's Head Pub, a 6-minute walk from the Richmond station on the overground, Southwestern and District lines. Show changed its name. Let's see, the pub looks a lot like it does on TV. Can compare shots. Ted Lasso Street in Richmond, outside the Prince's Head, is, in the real world, it's called Paved Courts. And the giveaway here is an Argentinian empanadas place called Shago. Paved Court in Richmond. Has coffee out on there. And there's even some shots selling AFC Richmond there. Let's see. Some of this is from season two, so I'm going to skip it. Let me go to another article. Ted Lasso's house is located in Richmond. This is Ted Lasso Wiki, near Brewers Lane. This is fictional, though. Walking distance to Coach Beard, the dog track, and the Crown and Anchor, and an unnamed coffee vendor. Okay, but it doesn't have any real-world info. We got one more. Where was... This is from Elite Daily, Rachel Chapman, 2021. Here's some places that Ted Lasso was filmed on location in London. So we have AFC Richmond is based on the Richmond area in London where he resides. It's a real town you can visit. You could even try to pick up your own biscuits or stroll into the pub. It's also home to Wembley and the Hayes and Yeading United football stadium. All these places where you could go, or maybe those are just places. Apple TV hasn't talked. Okay, so AFC Richmond Stadium is the Sky X Community Stadium on Beaconsfield Road in the stadium, which is home to the Hayes and Yeading Football Club in West London. It's near West London Studios, where some of the interior stuff is shot. And Ted Lasso's apartment is on Paved Court, as we said. The interior is on a soundstage, but the exterior you could check out. And there's a bunch of, you know, icons from in Richmond from the show. The Crown and Anchor Pub, which is mentioned. The River Thames, which can be seen throughout the series. Walk along the water and pretend you're Roy or Keeley. Check out the bench across from the Twickenham Rowing Club. The Gaucho Restaurant. That may be in a future episode. Doll Shops, Dolls of England Shop. That's another one in a future episode. The Nelson Road Stadium, or the Dog Pound. That's where the Sky X Community Stadium is where the AFC Richmond team trains, but their home stadium, Nelson Road, is actually Selhurst Park Stadium, which, ironically enough, is home to Crystal Palace. So you could attend a match there. Wembley Stadium is in later episodes. Goodison Park, which I'm probably saying wrong, that's Liverpool's, so you can't do, wait, it says, Richmond traveled to play Everton, at the Goodison Park Stadium. Traveled to Liverpool. Oh, AFC traveled to Liverpool to play against Everton at the team's Goodison Park Stadium. Oh, so it was filmed in London, but it was pretending it was taking place in Liverpool. Tower Bridge, it's in the opening episode. It's not the London Bridge, as Ted says. The place for the club is the Rivoli Ballroom. That takes place in the next episode. It's been filmed and been used in multiple different movies and stuff. And then Richmond Green, Pont de Thames. It's a gorgeous park next to Ted's neighborhood. It's seen in quite a few episodes. And you could check that out as well. And last thing I thought was interesting that they used Roomba, which I don't think is owned by. And they were talking about it, but I looked this up on Wikipedia. iRobot, American technology company that built consumer robots, founded in 1990 by three members of MIT's Artificial Intelligence Lab. Originally, it was space and offensive robots. Let's see what we got here. History, 1990. They got a DARPA grant. Then 2002, they unveiled their first Roomba. It became a stock at some point. It has another, it now has a floor mopper. And let's see. They have history. They have current robots in development. Lawnmower, don't do it, please. Scuba was the original floor washing robot. It had been discontinued in 2006. They phased it out. Dirt Dog was designed for workshop use and could pick up bolts and nuts and stuff like that. And they even had a toy, like a doll connector. That one got made, never released. They had a swimming pool robot, Luge, L-O-O-J, a gutter cleaning robot. It was based on a science fair project from a kid in 2004. It's not autonomous, so remote controlled, patterned after a toy tank with an auger on the front to go in the gutters, clean out debris. And then another swimming pool robot, Mira. Clean pools, floors, and walls. You've seen other pool robots, though. So that's it. That's it for tonight's episode. Good night, everybody. All right. I want to thank everybody making patron recently. I want to thank Richard, Ethan, and Joanne. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Tara, Joan, and Liz. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Janet, Chad, and Ben. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Amanda, Vanessa, and Molly, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jed, Sophia, and Shira, thanks, and good night. Allison, Isabel, and Nick, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jessica, Bradley, and Kia, thanks, and good night. Sean, Brandon, and Megan, thank you, thanks, and good night. Janine, Barbara, and Alina, thanks, and good night. And Mary, Jill, and Robert, thanks, and good night. Thanks, and good night, everybody. Sleep Maybe is a podcast that really exists because of people that support the show directly or support our sponsors. That's how we're able to be here for you twice a week for free. So I appreciate that. We grow as a podcast by people spreading the word. So thanks, everybody who does that. And we've been able to expand all the free episodes we offer from 200 to around 500 free episodes in the feed, whatever you want, because of sponsors like this Tuck You In sponsor. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody.